Okay, we're in Parak Zayin and Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, and now we're going to begin the halachas of tzedaka, as we commonly know it. The Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, mitzvah saseh li'tein tzedaka l'aniyim, ki masha roi l'ani. So it's famous halacha. The commandment is to give tzedaka to a purpose, to poor people, on that which is appropriate for each poor person. Imasa yad hanosin masa yes, okay? If, what do you call it, whatever's within the financial means of the giver. So the psukim all back up this idea that there's two concepts. A, that you must give tzedakah to those who require it. B, the appropriate amount. And C, how much you can afford. Okay, halacha based. Anytime if I see a poor person ask for money and I turn away from him, and I don't give him tzedakah, so you're over an iser. So again, the halacha is that you must, you're not allowed to turn away from an ani if he asks for tzedakah. So whatever the poor person's missing, you need to replace. So if he doesn't have a shirt, you give him clothing. Let's say he doesn't have, I don't know, cutlery, you buy for him. So if he doesn't have a woman, you help him get married. It might say Isha Masin Osal Ish, and if it's a woman who's poor and she you should help her find a husband. I feel like a darko shalzeh ha'ani lirko balasus the eved ratzafanov the ha'ani. So famous idea. Even if the poor person usually would ride on a horse and his servant run in front of him, and then he became poor, the yarim nechasav, right, and he lost his money. Konalosus lirko balav, we buy him a horse to ride on. The eved lavrutzafanov and his servant walk in front of to run in front of him. Shneimar de machsero asher yachser lo. So you're obligated, the chiyav is to go ahead and basically fill in the gap that he's missing, but you're not obligated to make him wealthy. Let's say an orphan is coming to find a wife. So we actually rent from a house and help him out with everything he needs. They have to run his house. And after we get him financially stable, then he goes ahead and gets married. Let's say a poor person and comes along and says, listen, please give me that which I need to live. Then and the person giving him doesn't really have that much money. Right? So he has to give him as much as he can. So what is that? What's kviya sagajado? The kama ad chamish is nechasa b'nisam lufkar. So 1/5 of what you have asset-wise is the ideal. V'echa me'asar b'nechasa b'noni. 1/10, which is we know is meiser, of what you have is okay. Pachas yukan ayin ra. Anything less than that is not such a good thing. You're cheap. Ulolam lo yimna atzo mishlishes a shekel b'shana. And you should never give less than a third of a shekel per year. B'chol nosim pachas mizeh lo kai mitzvah. If you give less than an amount, you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah tztaka. Afilo ani ha-mispanish min tztaka, chai v'ten tztaka l'acher. Even an ani who takes money, collects money from tztaka, he must give tztaka to another ani. Halach avav. Ani she'im akirin aso. Okay, let's say there's a poor person who I don't know who he is. Don't know any man. V'amar ra'av ani hechiluni. Let's say he says, I'm hungry. Please give me food. Ein boken acharav shemaramayhu. We don't check into him to see if he's a liar. Elo farsas omiyan. Rather, we give him what he needs immediately. Haya arum v'amar kisuni. Let's say he says, I have no clothing. Please get me some clothing. Boken acharav shemaramayhu. We check his background. We do a background check to make sure he's not a liar. V'imayu makirin aso. But if we know him, mechasin aso l'fikvodo miyad ein boken acharav. If we know him, we basically knowing him means he's trustworthy. You get him clothing, and we don't check into his background. So we've seen this idea before by Peya, that we provide money and clothing and food for non-Jewish poor, just like Jewish poor, because of being peaceful. Darach Shalom. Let's say a person goes from door to door. Now this is important. You don't give him a large gift of money. You give him a small amount. You'll see why later. However, you can never, what do you call it, turn him away, so to speak, empty-handed if he asks for something. Even if you give him one fig, so you can never, what do you call it, ever walk away without anything. Okay, so let's say you have an ani who's traveling from city A to city B. We don't give him the basically less than a loaf of bread that is sold for upundion, which is the Rambam explains for sun, etc. If he stays overnight, no solo Mitzah Lishan Alav, so we give him like some sort of bed to sleep on, and a pillow for his head, the shemen of kitness and some oil and beans. Then Shabbos, if it's on Shabbos, no small muslim shows to do. We have to provide him 3 meals worth. Shemen kitness with Davi Yarek, so good food. Of course, if we know him, then we give him based on his stature the food items. Let's say an ani does not want to take money. We can trick him into taking it. We give it to him, let's say, as a present or a loan. Let's say a rich person decides not to eat anymore. Okay, why? Because he's overly cheap. Okay, very too cheap. We don't pay attention to such a person. We ignore the fact that he's acting in such a foolish manner. Let's say someone does not want to give tzedakah, or he wants to give less than what he should give. Bazin kofin osar. So Bazin can come along and force him to. Makinus makas mardus. And he would actually get rabbinical makas. Achita masham dulitan. Until Bazin, once they fork out the estimate from how much he owes, he gives that amount of money. The yordan lechasa befana. They actually go into his property and take stuff in front of him. The lochim imenu masharoy lulitan. We take from him what we're chayiv to take. Mashkin al tzedakah v'afilu b'arve shabbosos. And we take the property of the person supposed to get tzedakah even on Erev Shabbos. Okay. Lacha Yud Aleph. Adam Shoa, Shu Notin Staka, Yosemin Royalo. Right? So let's say you have a person who's very sweet, a sweet person, and he gives way more than he should be giving. Osha Matesar Latzma, Venosna Gabayan, Kishli's Bayish. Or let's say you have someone who he gives to the Gabayan Staka, which we'll get to what they are in this soon. He gives to them because he doesn't want to be embarrassed. Usul Tobo, the Gabasman Staka. That kind of person, you can't really push him to give Staka. The gabai shemachlima v'sholamenu, also the paraymenu. Shenemar u'pakati al kol lochotzah. So if the gabai tzedakah pushes him too much, right, he's going to get punished in the future for being too pushy with this kind of individual. Halach yud beis ain poskin tzedakah al yisomim v'afilu l'pidyon shvuyim. So we don't force orphans to get tzedakah even if it's for the releasing of hostages. V'afi sheish lahem mamon harbe, even if they're rich. Then pasuk adayan alayim. But let's say, Dayan comes along and says they must pay. Okay, lasum lahen sham mutter, right? So if it's there to kind of, lasum lahen shame, if the reason why he wants him to give is to like kind of raise their esteem in the community, then it's mutter. Gabay tzedakah, okay, the person who collects money to give tzedakah, lochem in an ashram devadam itinokos varmuat. So he takes from women and servants and children a very small amount. Avalodav ruva, not a lot. Because if there is a lot in this situation, we're going to assume that it was stolen. The kamu muat shalahen, what's a little bit? It's all based on the wealth or lack thereof of the bailam. Alach gimel. Ani shu krovo kolam chol adam. Okay, so if my relative is an ani, he comes before any other ani. Ani beiso kol ani yiro. The poor people who are in his house come before the aniim of a city. Ani yiro komal ani yiro cheres. And the aniim of a city are come before in staka the aniim of a different city. Okay, so there's a priority system in who you give the money to. Lach yadal. Mishalach v'schara. Let's say someone went on a business trip. Paskula v'anshe ir shahalach sham staka. And the people, let's say he went from Israel to Paris, and the people in Paris tell him you got to give us money for staka. Or he has to get to that aniim of that city. They might you rob him and pascha and staka. Let's say there's a lot of them there, and they want to give staka. No sin he does give. Right. So then, he has to pay something. But then when he returns back, okay, they take the money with them and use to support those aniyim. V'meisham chaver ir. If there's a chaver ir, which is another way of saying like a chacham, you do the chaver ir. You give it to the chacham. V'hum lechalka kamosha ir alo. He'll divide it up based on what he thinks is the correct amount. And finally, alacha tesvav. Haomer tnu masayim dinar lebeis knesses or tnu sefer Torah lebeis knesses. Let's say someone says, "Give 200 zuz to the shul," or what it called, or give a Torah to the shul. Yidnu lebeis knesses yuragibal. He give it to the shul that he normally goes to. And if he goes to two shuls, gives it both. Haomer tnu masayim dinar laniyim yidnu laniy osair. If he says, "Give 200 dinar to the poor," you give it to the poor of that city. Okay, that ends Parak Zayin, and we'll pick up Parak Ches on Sunday.